Hey everyone, Chef Stewart here. All right, we finally did it. I am on my first podcast and it's called Don't Let It Stew. Now, with this accent, I know what you're thinking. Like, yeah, he's from Ireland. I've lived in the US for about 20 years and finally, we are doing a podcast. I've done a bunch of television shows over the years. I've written 2 cookbooks. So I want you all to come on this journey with me. We're going to talk about housewives. We're going to talk about pop culture. We're going to talk about like just whatever I want to get off my chest. A lot of things annoy me. So we're going to talk about that too. I'm going to bring a guest on each week and we're going to talk about all those things. And you know, whatever they need to get off their chest too. It's going to be fun. I want you guys to get involved as well. So follow me at Chef Stewart O'Keefe on Instagram or TikTok or wherever you do social media. Send me a message, ask me a question because I'm going to do a bunch of cooking questions too. Any gadgets, any gifting ideas, just everything, you know? So join me every Wednesday on Spotify, on Apple or wherever you get your podcast, and let's get chatting.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.
So, it's time to bring on the first guest. She's a comedian. She has a podcast. She's a radio host. She does impersonations of the housewives. We even wrote a cookbook together. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Amy Phillips.
What? Hello? How did I get here? Oh my gosh, I'm not letting it stew.
Well, this is actually part of you. You kind of came up with this idea as well. You told me, you said this to me like about a year and a half ago. You should do a podcast. No.
I told you this when we first met.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, really? Yes. And then I think I doubled down on it, you know, perhaps a year and a half later, I was like, you know what? You really need to do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just, because you're such a natural and, you know, you like to talk. You like to fucking talk. Everybody knows it.
I never was like a big talker. I mean, I am a talker with my friends and stuff like that. But then, I guess going on your show on Sirius and stuff at the time, like I got used to it. I was like, this is kind of fun. This is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And then more people were kind of saying, you should do a podcast. It could be kind of fun. And then my friend Darren Kennedy, we had drinks one night and he's like, people are saying I should do a podcast. He's like, I have the perfect name for you. You should call it Don't Let It Stew. And I'm like, that actually is a great name. So I'm going to keep that in my back pocket. So when Herdat Media approached me, I was like, okay, this is amazing. This is meant to happen.
Yeah.
Let's go for it. Let's go for it. Whatever.
Yeah. You know? Let's fucking do it. I'm not working out. Let's do it. I'm not cooking. Fuck.
Amy and just in case anybody doesn't know, Amy does impersonations, everyone.
And in case nobody knows, that's Stewart. My Stewart. And everybody knows that he loves to drop an F-bomb because that's just his nature. And
I can do that charming. Here, right? I can do that here on my podcast, or you don't recommend it.
You're hilarious. Well, I just did it, so I've ruined your podcast. Just listen, tell your people that when they're posting it, just click the little box that says explicit, honey.
Explicit, yeah. Oh, okay. So you can do that on Apple and Spotify. Explicit. Okay, great. Yeah. I'm going to do that. Why not? So how I met Amy, we'll just go right back to the beginning in case anybody knows my story or her story or whatnot. All 5 people listening right now. I met Amy because I came up with this cookbook, Cook It, Spill It, Throw It. If anybody does not have it or does anybody didn't know that we actually had a cookbook, we both wrote a cookbook based off the Real Housewives. So I'm the chef. She's the comedian. She's the impersonator. As you can see, she impersonates all those people on the front cover, like The Last Supper. And she had the funny voice of all the characters, all the moments in Housewives. And then I had the recipes. I had the great job of coming up with recipes from her names. So she was like, hey, can you do a meatball recipe based around Caroline Manzo? I'm like, I guess so.
And that was the easy one. But then hitting you with some other ones because I was like, we need something that's a, you know, I don't know if it's like a pasta, but it has to be thrown and it probably should be in a ravioli form.
Yeah.
And it was, we had a lot of interesting conversations.
I just used to say yes to you. I just never I pretty much was just like, yeah, I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. What do you want to do? Because I was like, we need recipes.
Well, that's something about you that I love is that, and I always called you from the beginning, you're very scrappy.
Scrappy.
This should be called like Scrappy Stew's podcast. No,
exactly. But,
because you do always say yes to stuff. And that's what I love about you. And that's something that people, and I know you'll probably talk about on your podcast and just being entrepreneurial as you are. that is so the key to your success in so many ways, more so to you than me. You are such a yes person. You're like, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
That's it.
We'll
you have
it.
To
we'll figure it out. Yeah.
Like, guys, there was moments when we did this cookbook, and like, we'll get off this topic in a second, but like, there was some moments that we haven't actually spoken about, where we got kind of like a notification email one day going, we need 18 more photographs for the cookbook.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we were like, but we shot all the photographs. What are you talking about?
With our budget.
I mean, Amy and I made about like $500 each on the book.
But yeah, like,
so we literally had to like, we came over to my apartment. I asked friends, I was the photographers. I was shooting it with my iPhone. There is some recipes in that book that is shot with my iPhone.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to tell you which ones.
I wonder if your stews will I'm kidding. I don't know. We don't need to push it, but
yeah,
if they'll pick like which.
We talk about scrappy. I mean, the bruschetta is shot on my iPhone, and
don't
you'd never
tell them.
Okay,
don't
I wasn't meant to tell them.
Want them to guess.
Okay, well, they have to get the book.
That's one of them. All right,
that's one of them. But like, we were here. Shooting in my apartment with like natural lighting, we just had to knock out these 18 recipes.
Yeah,
but they all turned out. But that's what you were saying, scrappy. I'm scrappy as fuck, 100%.
You can get it done, even when you think that you've got like, I mean, no, like we love our publisher and like amazing opportunity.
Yeah,
and Hollywood and whatever. Well, fuck Hollywood. But the point of it is that like, just when you think that you have a situation where you're taken care of, you've got the deal, you've got this, you've got that.
Yeah.
It just never ends. You can never think that it'll all be taken care of. You just always have to be prepared to just do it in order to get the job done. You know, if you want it to be done the way that you want it. And I loved it. It was such an incredible learning lesson for me.
I learned so much
from you that I take with me, you know, constantly, which is just the whole get it, you know, we can figure it out. We can get it done.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah. I mean, it was a huge like block in the road when we got that email. I just was like, I can't believe this. Like but anyway, it just kept going on. I was thinking like going back over that when we did the shoot at that apartment building where my friend lives.
Yes.
And remember the lie that I had to tell them. So in the photograph, so basically if you have the cookbook, Amy dresses up as Margaret Joseph. She throws me in the pool. Like, but I was like, we went in there to the manager saying like, hey, my friend lives in the building. It's my 40th. It's my 40th birthday. He's turning 40. He just wants to have like really fun photographs for a party he's throwing. And it's like basically COVID at this time. And so there's no parties.
That's right. It was COVID.
Just total lies. So they're like, yeah, sure. Like a few photographs is fine. Cut to Amy dressing up as Margaret Joseph, throwing me in the pool. Cut to in the front lobby of the piano, acting as Luann, serenading me with happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
No, it was fucking crazy. They were
so
looking
funny
at us going like,
yeah,
what's happening? And like, my favorite part was in the elevator going down as you were Margaret Joseph's, and you were like, I haven't done her before. I'm trying to like figure out her lips. I'm trying to like do this. And the elevator could fit like three people.
We were in each other's faces. And I was working on my Margaret Joseph's face, and they were like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to look in this picture.
It was the funniest thing ever. I loved it so much. And I love that Margaret loves when you do her as well. It's amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
So we did the cookbook, but moving on. So I'm going to do a little thing where I'm going to do this every single week, guys. It's called Kitchen Quick Fix. Where did I get the name? It's because my first cookbook was called The Quick Six Fix. So I'm going to take questions from like, you know, like people on Instagram, send me a DM and whatever like your foodie questions are. But what I was going to say is a lot of people want to know like what knives I have, what like new gadgets. My husband needs a gift. So I'm just going to like answer a few of those. And I am, hit me up with the da. Okay. So I got my three questions right here. What's your favorite brand of kitchen knives? Okay. So my favorite brand of kitchen knives are Shun. They're right here. If you're watching on camera, they're Shun. They're Shun Kanzo knives.
Ooh.
And I got them like a few months ago. So basically nobody knows this. When I have to sharpen my knives, I pretty much buy new knives. Like I just don't even bother going to do it because you basically have to go downtown to get them sharpened. And this is, I'm not going down there.
What about those knife sharpeners? That's a good question.
Okay. That's the next one. So If you have a husband, if you have a man in the kitchen that wants and you want to get him a gift, I recommend this product. It's called Tumbler. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it changes your life when it comes to knives. Your knives will always be sharp. It's super easy to use. Go look it up. I'm going to put the link in like the section here, the notes or whatever underneath. It's very new for me, all this stuff.
It's called the notes.
It's called the notes.
Podcast notes.
So that's another one. And then my third, would be a thermometer called Meter, M-E-A-T-E-R.
Ooh, now that is what I need to know about. Oh my God. We have gone through so many meat thermometers. I can't even tell you.
No, this is unbelievable. Guys, if like you're at home, Thanksgiving, Easter, whatever, Christmas, whatever it is, have one of these in your house. It's a wireless thermometer. You stick it in the meat. It tells you where. You download the app. You put it in the oven. The app will tell you when to take it out of the oven. It's literally insane. And like, I'm a chef, so I should, but like, I'm not a psychic. Like, I don't know when the meat is done in the oven, like without a thermometer, but this is like, you can put it in, walk away. It beeps. Like, you check the app. It says 10 minutes left. Now take it out, 20 minutes resting time, and you keep the thermometer in there. It's insane. The meat comes out perfect every time.
Meter, like M-E-A-T-E-R?
Correct. You see what they did there?
Hilarious. I love what they did there. I am so on this. This is why I told you you need to do a freaking podcast, because these are the little things that, like, yeah. I love talking about food and I love, well, I just like talking, but anyway, okay. I'm going to look into that.
But yeah,
I hope you get sponsors because you could really move
for sure.
The product. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, your tips are going to be amazing.
I know. I never think about that. I'm like, I want to talk about pop culture and stuff. Amy's like, you need to talk about food. I'm like, oh yeah, that thing. So, all right. So obviously I have her on here. She is the master of recapping everything. Everything. So the reunion was on part one. I watched this.
Yes.
Yep. What? Just before we get into the reunion, and like, I'm not a recap show, guys. We have Amy Phillips on. Obviously, I'm naturally going to talk about it. Right. So, what did you think of Beverly Hills this season as a whole?
Well, it was not like the most exciting season.
I agree.
Certainly. And wild to see that Erica had, you know, the best season for the most part in a long time, just because that's the way that the cards were shuffled and the way the cards were dealt. So, with her one-liners and her a better attitude, she was able to win back, I think, some favor. That was great to see. Interesting to see Sutton at the beginning, like in the front lines here, mm-hmm. with not a lot going on, but still name them. I mean,
I wanted to throw my TV off the wall. People would send me like, did you see it? I'm like, I can't watch it anymore. It triggers me. I don't know why it triggered me.
Oh, it triggered me too. We're angry.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to push once I got past that moment of being triggered and I was like, I would lose my mind if I was Kyle. I don't know how she handled that situation so beautifully.
Yeah.
Then to see how funny it was that it was catching on, and then you can say name them to everything, you know? Yeah. So that being said, but yeah, in that moment, Stuart, I wanted to scratch my eyeballs out. So
I was like, if I hear her say it one more time, I'm so angry. Like, if you want me to make me angry, just watch that clip.
It's so provoking. It's like what a child would do, you know? And it's so.
That was it.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Now I'm mad again.
I know. I am mad. I can't even. So, but anyway, the Kyle stuff, obviously heartbreaking to see what happened between her and Mauricio, and to see the children at the end there. That was really, really hard to see.
Yeah.
Watching her go through losing her best friend, devastating. It just was a really tough season to watch Kyle, really hard, really sad. And to see that we've only scratched the surface with the Morgan stuff, and hopefully they'll get a little bit more into it, but I don't expect anything to surface from that until she's ready, and I
feel like that teaser when Andy was like, could you see yourself with Morgan, and then she kind of like stumbles on her answer, obviously that's from another question. There's no way she's stumbling on that. I don't think so.
Well, if she's stumbling, I think it's acting. I think it's because at some point, you know, I think they've in so many words already told us, you know, that they're together. But it, you know, do you think so? I do. I mean, the clip on Watch What Happens Live. I'm sorry, not on the show, but the backstage with the, at the Step and Repeat, and she's with Morgan, and Morgan has her hand around her waist,
and she's giving
her like a really loving like tap, you know, and like a pat, and it's just that's how couples are, you know.
You're right.
In a way, I feel like they have sort of said something, but it's not Kyle's time to say it point blank yet, and that's fine with me. I'm fine with it.
And I love the way, like at the reunion, Sutton is like, and we would be okay with that too. It's like, what? It's like just out of nowhere.
She's like trying to tell Kyle, like, when you're ready to tell us all, we already know.
Exactly.
We'll be okay with it. But, you know, just saying that out of nowhere.
Kyle is like, okay, thanks, I guess. Like, you know. Let's go to Crystal. Crystal had her moment. I feel like she really kind of like brought it this season. She had to. Something triggered her, obviously, about people lying and doctors and anesthetists and anesthetologists.
Star anise. Yeah.
Star anise. Yeah. But she was good. I kind of liked her that she came out of her shell.
Yeah. She was hot to trot at that reunion. So much, though, that I'm like, whoa. Like, she's either like flatlining or she's just like, ah, you bitch. You know, like, it's funny. She doesn't have a middle ground. She
The best, I don't know. I'm going to ask you what your favorite moment of the reunion was, the part one. Mine was, and I actually sent a DM to her because I just thought it was the funniest thing. And she responded because I kind of know her. But Garcelle, I think, had the line of the night when Crystal was like, you know, you called me like a young bride or child bride. And, you know, that's very derogatory. Like, I'm Asian. It's like a mail order bride and stuff. And Dorit's like, oh, I didn't know. Garcelle under her breath, that's what I'm talking about. I literally said that to Garcelle. I said the quote to her and she's like, LOL, thank you. How are you? And I'm like, I'm good. It was... the timing was so perfect. That's what I'm talking about.
Like, hello, can we just, that's what I've been trying to show
you. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you all.
It was really, and she's right. Oh my God, yeah.
Just
and
so
then
unaware.
Dorit to be like, I'm the only one who has a college degree. And it's like, look right next to you, this anesthetist. We already know she's not a doctor, but at least she got through a lot of schooling to become a nurse anesthetist.
Yeah, and Kyle as well, right?
I don't think Kyle, but Sutton.
Crystal.
And Crystal. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, wow, 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 wow. Do you want me to tell you my favorite part?
Yes, please. I do,
my
of course.
My favorite part was when Kyle's like, well, I don't really like my friends. Like, we work out. I'm like, Dorit, she can't do it. She's like, I did. I tried. But my idea of a brisk walk isn't 10 miles. And Andy was like, well, what the hell happened? And Kyle's like, she ended up on the cement.
But it's like, when Dorit talks like that, it's just fucking excuses. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Dorit was never like, hey, let's go to lunch tomorrow. Let's go this. Let's do that.
Right.
Like, she was always probably waiting for Kyle to reach out. And because Kyle didn't, now it's Kyle's fault.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Like, when people do that, they're like, well, you don't really reach out to me and stuff like that. I'm like,
oh, please.
But like, what? But can't you reach out to me too? Like, that's okay. Like,
right. It'd be different if the person's like, I've reached out to you 2 times yesterday, 12 times last week, and you're not responding. I mean, then you've got a story.
Then you're like, okay, great. Exactly. Right. Jesus, I know. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Part two will be great. Obviously, they're talking, Garcelle kind of hits on the whole break-in thing. We have to hear about that again.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I just think it's kind of funny that they just kind of left the phone outside your gate, which, by the way, is kind of really sus. I'm sorry. It's weird to me.
I understand.
I'm just not going to get into it.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Straight from Housewives. We're going to do more Housewives, but we're going to do a small game.
Okay.
Don't hate me, everybody. It's my first podcast. Just go easy on me, all right? But we're going to have a bit of fun here. I've never asked you this before. I actually haven't.
Oh.
Who is your favorite housewife to impersonate?
Oh, my God. Well,
I haven't asked you that.
I don't think you have. It, you know what? It very much changes. But I mean, I do love doing Loyan because it's so easy to just be like, darling, you know, it's, I just love you so much.
That is a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I love a Luann. I do have fun with an Erica Jane, just getting in and out of that, just being like, allegedly. Her voice is really fun.
It is fun to do.
I mean, those are two really fun ones. I always can lean into Teresa just because Teresa's always going to be, if I say something stupid, I'm always like, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I can blame it on Teresa.
What was she on her podcast the other day talking about a new butt or a new ass? She's like, she was confused about what was going on. I need to go back and listen to it. I was confused. She's like, huh?
She probably was confused. Yeah.
So let's play a quick game really quick. All right. So I'm going to give you a slogan or a phrase from the Housewives, and I want you to answer it in the voice of the housewife, if you know it.
Okay. Okay.
Take a Xanax, calm down.
Yeah. You know what? Take a Xanax, calm down. Okay.
Nice one.
Thank you.
All right. You are psychotic, Jesus Jugs.
Yes, of course. It's Tamara fucking mother judge. And you know, she's talking to Jesus Jugs. So that's, she's passed.
Now, I don't know this one because I didn't start watching New Jersey until later on. But
oh,
I kind of gave it away to you already. You guys came on the show to take me down and make me look like a villain.
You guys came on the show to take me down and make me look like a villain. Who would have said that? It would have been, if Melissa and Joe came on, it would be Teresa saying that.
Boom. There you go. You got it.
That's a really impressive sentence, though, that I'm surprised that, that Teresa said.
It was, I know. It's like, you guys came on the show to take me down.
It's more like, you guys just came on the shows on my show to make me look like the bad guy.
Yeah. it's just the best. I like this because I just thought it was funny. You are a slut pig.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was Kim. You're a slut pig. And Brandy's like, where are my crutches, bitch? My crutches.
Oh, my God.
Can't we hit her crutches?
And because I think you do a great impersonation of her. Checkmate, bitch.
Checkmate, bitch. Oh, wait, is that Kelly Dodd?
No.
Who's Checkmate, bitch?
Vanderpump.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. I'm too busy opening all my restaurants in Lake Tahoe and Las Vegas with Nicolaine.
And that's another one, actually. Well, I'll have you back on again. We can talk about Vanderpump some other day. But yeah,
okay.
That was fucking Vanderpump. Checkmate, bitch. I didn't even know that either.
Wow.
Yeah.
Checkmate,
I know.
Bitch. Okay. Good.
I was
to
Googling
know.
A lot of them. Okay. So in the news right now, and because, you know, I'm a huge fan and this is all stuff that I love to talk about and shoot the shit about.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. You like Taylor Swift, right?
Yes, totally.
Okay. Everybody does. Yeah. What do you think about this whole thing? Like, because me and my friend, we talk about it all the time and she has one kind of point of view and I have another because I probably take the guy's side. She takes the girl's side. But I mean, I'm a Taylor fan too. So I'm kind of on her side as well. What do you think about him going to like Sydney and like being with her and then wanting to fly back to Vegas to party with the boys again when he's already been there like twice?
Oh.
And they've won the Super Bowl like three times at this point, like in a row, I think. I don't.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So like she flies him to Sydney to be with her on her private jet. While she's on tour. He's done now with football.
Okay.
They partied for a few days after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And like he's like, she's like, you know, done like one or two nights in Sydney, I think. And he's like, oh, I'm going to fly back and just kind of, you know, party with the boys and stuff. And, you know, we're going back to Vegas. Can I get on your private jet and just like go back? So he goes back and doesn't spend time with her. Like
that is weird.
I think that's fucking weird, right?
Like, I mean, when is she staying in, how long was she supposed to stay in Australia? Like at least, like, what?
Like she's still, well, no, she's going on.
She's back together. Oh, she's going to another country. Well,
here's the thing. Yeah. Why would you not stay there? Spend time with her.
Yes.
You're in Sydney.
You're in
Go
Sydney.
To dinner, see places, you have security. Like,
eat some kangaroo.
It just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it's a new relationship. You think mm-hmm. they'd want to spend every moment together instead of flying back with the fucking boys and yeah, partying in Vegas.
That's weird. And he took her plane?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but my friend said like, she
100%, but I don't know.
Like, 1,000%, no fucking idea. No, I mean, if he got there, he's not coming back in commercial. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
And she has unlimited money. So she's probably like, yeah, just take it back. It's fine.
Wow.
I mean, I would be with her.
Well, I don't think that's enough time to like bond after the Super Bowl and her tour. They needed some quality time. So I'm going to have an issue with that.
Yeah, I'd be pissy. Mm-hmm. I would be pussy. Next thing.
Pussy.
I'd be pissy. Anything But You. Did you see that movie?
No, what is that?
It doesn't matter. It's a movie on Netflix, and it's from the girl, Den Powell is in it, and the girl from Euphoria is in it, right?
Okay.
And it's a rom-com. Everybody was talking about it. Like, a lot of friends said to me, like, Stuart, you got to go see it. It's so brilliant. And I'm like, okay, I haven't been to the movies in a long time, but like, I'll probably just wait till it comes out on Netflix or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it had like high hopes. It's done really well in the box office, all this stuff. It was the biggest piece of garbage I've ever watched in my life. Now,
whoa.
I don't know. I'm not like, I love rom-coms. You know, you probably, like, what are your favorite rom-coms? Like Pretty Woman, Notting Hill, like all those, right? Like, it, I yeah, love all those.
Nailed it, yeah.
But Sydney Sweeney, that's her name. And I don't know, like, is it because of my age? Like, is it Gen Z, like, type rom-com?
Oh, yeah,
like,
maybe that
you
is.
You have to watch it.
Yes. Who recommended it to you? How old were they?
The same age as me.
Okay, but
she loves rom-coms, though.
See, that's the thing. I guess, you know, she's evolving with the state of rom-coms, whereas perhaps you and I aren't. I can't tell you the last time I saw a rom-com. I no. aged out of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my go-to. I will watch a comedy. I'm just not into the romance comedies. I just don't do it anymore. I'm more of a suspense thriller or, you know, so I just, or like drama. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've moved on from rom-coms. So
I think the last one I saw was the one with J-Lo with Owen Wilson, like I Do or something. Remember, she's a pop star and like, right. know, but it was like really
like
kind of bad
maids
as well.
The maid one. Maid Manhattan.
I love that one. That was so good.
I love the old rom-coms.
The old rom-coms are amazing.
Yes. Not interested in getting to know any new ones. But let me tell you something funny. What is the name of this movie again? It's called what?
Anything But You.
Okay, so you texted me the other day and you said, have you seen the movie Something About Her, which is the name of Katie and Ariana's restaurant that they're trying to open, the sandwich place.
Look, at least I'm in the business of food. I mean, it makes sense.
I was dying.
Was that what I said? Something about you?
Something about her, or something about you. Something about her. You had it, and I was dying laughing. I was like, I didn't even correct you because I didn't want to because I knew you had gotten it wrong. But I was like, anything even remotely that sounds like that, I know just I haven't
like,
seen.
I'm like, hey, did you see this movie? It's called Something About Her, and we're going to talk about it on the podcast. And Amy responds, no, I haven't. And then my friend is like, yeah, she hasn't because it's not the fucking name of the movie.
Oh,
oh God.
I just knew I hadn't seen it because I haven't seen any movies that are like adult-oriented in a long time. I mean, I saw Wonka lately, and I saw Barbie.
There's no interest. I just have no interest in any of those things, you know?
Well, I have a kid, so, you know.
Oh, there you go.
That's why I'm there, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's you know, like, that's really, really important. You know, I don't have one of those. I have a new dog. Like, that's my kid, Milo.
I was Milo.
While we're here, before we wrap things up, actually, I have a few things to talk about. What is going on in your life right now? Is there anything kind of like, I don't know, is there anything you want to get off your chest? Is there anything bugging you right now at all?
Wow.
I mean, it's called Don't Let It Stew.
Ooh, so, I love this. Oh,
so
my
I
God.
I have to ask every guest that comes on.
Okay.
What are you stewing over?
Okay. Well, I just turned 50.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And that's a lot to stew over, you know?
That is. I mean, how was that, honestly?
Well, okay, so for Don't Let It Stew, I can look at the negatives of it, but I came into, I came into, I'm calling it the double 25s.
Great.
In such a great way. I feel extremely empowered. I'm like, I will shout it from the rooftops. You know, in Hollywood, you're not supposed to like talk about your name, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm proudly 50 and I've lived a fucking life. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, and I feel invigorated. I feel poised for a new, fresh, like a fresh new start to the next 50 years. So that's where I won't be stewing. But where I will stew is that, you know, 50 is no joke. I mean, it's like, I'm tired. I'm so tired. You know what I mean?
Really?
I'm so tired. And I don't know if it's just like work or being like a working mother.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the balance. And it has just been like, I felt like the end of last year, I came into last year, like the wheels were off the car and I was puttering to a dead stop crash. And, you know, now I feel like I'm, you know, starting to get some more energy back, but I hate feeling so worn down all the time. And
I mean, you're shooting her podcast. You're shooting your podcast like Drama Darling, like 65 times a week. I mean, there's like, I mean, I think there's like 9 episodes a week. I mean, how many do you have a week now? Just promote it while you're here.
I know.
To all five people listening.
Yes. To all you small, we'll call you an intimate group.
Yes.
Intimate group. Thank you for being part of Stu's intimate group. But yes, I like right now there's like 7 this week because I'm doing several bonus episodes.
7.
Yes. So I do like a regular 5 every week and then I do like a bonus episode. So typically it's
That's
6
nice.
Episodes. It's neat. It's, you know, it's nice. It's nice. Drama Darling. You can find me anywhere.
Drama Darling, Patreon. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. Go listen. Yeah,
go listen.
She has a cookbook out as well. It's called Cook It, Spill It, Throw It. You can go buy that as well. Anything fun for the weekend?
Well, last weekend we went to the Magic Castle, which was fantastic.
How was that?
Well, it's amazing. I highly recommend you going. If you've not experienced
it, I did go.
Oh, you did go.
I don't remember it. Got super drunk.
It was
like a chump out. It was a chump outing in the past, and like you know, we just all got wasted. It was just like
my God.
It was fun from what I can remember.
Yeah, so great. And it was a kids thing. They did a kids brunch. And,
nice.
And so Maddie got to see
That's
it. So
fun.
It was amazing. So cute. Yeah.
This
weekend I'm not doing anything. How about you?
I am going to, which I do every year, and I'm so fucking excited about it. I'm going to the tennis in Palm Springs.
I'm coming with you one of these years,
please.
But obviously not this year and maybe not next year. But then when Maddie hits a certain age, I'll be able to do more stuff, you know?
No, of course. Of course.
I'm so excited. That's
if you were there, go to Indian Wells, go to the tennis tournament. I'm going to be there Friday, Saturday. If you see me, come say hi or whatever. But I'm going to be there with a group of people, a group of friends. And it's just so fun. You just get a day pass. You go in, you walk around the grounds. There's great restaurants, great food. It's not packed. It's not like a US Open, but all the best tennis players are there. All the pros are there. Nadal's there like this year and Alcaraz and stuff. So that is what I'm doing this weekend.
Oh, I'm hopefully, so excited for you. Mm-hmm.
For some reason with that tennis tournament, drama follows me. So hopefully this year there'll be no drama. Okay. That's now, all I'm talking about.
Maybe I don't want to go with you. I'll just
anyway,
do it myself.
Oh my God.
I'm actually going, but I'm not telling him.
I know. Jesus Christ.
You know I play tennis, so.
Yeah, I know. You got lessons. I remember that.
No. I was taking lessons,
yes.
But I've played since high school.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm not a beginner. I just want to make
that
very clear. I was on the tennis team.
Yeah.
And I've played throughout. Yes. I just want to make that very clear. You need
That's
to.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you need to see me in a different light now, right?
Okay. We'll have to play some. I need some more practice, but we'll play again.
Okay.
Amy, thank you so much for coming on my first guest on my podcast called Don't Let It Stew. You're welcome back anytime, of course,
thank
anytime you.
You
want to come back on. And I don't even know if I'll be able to get any other guests, but but here's hoping to that.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And be sure to follow and listen every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also hit me up on social media with any questions. You know I respond. I have no life, so I'll respond to everybody. So I want you to be part of this journey. Ask me questions. Give me recommendations, what I should talk about. And I'll see you back here next week. And remember, sometimes it's not always best to let things do.
Oh.
Nah, nice.
This is nice.
This is nice.